When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Shumai, hello and welcome to In The Spotlight, a podcast from the lifestyle team at Wales Online where we sit down with some of the biggest and best names in showbiz. We'll be finding out where our guests got their big break and also some of the struggles that they faced along the way. I'm your host, Sam Cook, and this week's special guest is Sian Brooke from BBC drama Blue Lights.
Sian, hello, how are you doing?
I'm very well, how are you?
I'm not too bad. I feel like we've got to do the hellos and the how are yous, and we've got to fake them a second time when you click record on a Zoom interview, don't you?
Yes, so hello. I'm very well. The sun is shining here in South West London and the day is good.
Well, I'm just happy for you that the sun is shining. I mean, here in Cardiff, the weather's been quite good today as well.
Oh, really?
Have you ever been to like Cardiff or like, you know, this sort of area?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. We filmed Sherlock in Cardiff. So, yeah, I know it quite well.
So you know the best restaurants, places to go out on a night out, you know, bars?
I wouldn't go that far. I didn't get to enjoy the nightlife. I was grafting. Oh. So, yeah. So I didn't get to enjoy the nightlife as much as I wanted to. But
the name Sian, I mean, you've got Welsh relatives, don't you?
My dad's from West Wales. My dad's from a little place just outside of Newquay. And I do go to Wales regularly because my sister is based in North Wales on Tyne Peninsula. Mm-hmm. And as a family, we go there in summer. It's near Pethely. So yeah.
Oh, cool. Have you been... Yeah. So when you get to visit Wales, have you managed to pick up any of the language?
Do you know what? All of my childhood, I said to my dad, because my dad, well, Welsh was his first language. So he didn't speak any other language until he was like 9 or 10. It was always whenever he was speaking to relatives on the phone, it was part of, you know, just the background of my life. Noise in our house is my dad on the phone speaking in Welsh, but we never got the opportunity to teach us really. So the only things that I, you know, would pick up are, you know, Borodar Nostar, Shirahi, Diam Yoch, and the pleasantries really.
I mean, well, to be fair, that is a lot more than a lot of Welsh people. So there's a, you know, particularly in Cardiff, where I live, not many people speak Welsh at all. So, you know, it's just nice that you've kind of surrounded by the language by osmosis.
Yeah, well, my Mungi always, as we were kids, like my Mungi, she would always say, Chavi.
Yeah.
If there is any, Chavi, like this. And so I've always said that to my kids. So that's the one bit of Welsh I've passed on to my kids.
Yeah. And, you know, of course, we're not here to talk about Wales today, as much as I'd love to. We're here to talk about Blue Lights, which is fantastic. Me, along with, it seems, everyone else has been raving about this series. There are people who are deeming it the next Line of Duty, which is there kind of any better kind of like, you know, compliment? How does it feel to be receiving all this amazing praise for this programme?
Oh, it's incredible. It really is. It's everything that you would want when you make a programme, and when you make a programme and you believe so wholeheartedly in something. I read the scripts and knew it was quite a special and unique take on policing, and also quite an amazing story to be able to tell. You'll make it, we're proud of it, we were proud of what we've made, but you just have no control over how it's going to be received or land with an audience. It's resonated with people and they're taking it to their hearts is really, yeah, a fantastic thing.
What was so appealing about the show for you when you took on the role? I mean, was it purely the script, or why were you attracted to this project?
I think it was something that I thought a lot of care had been taken in terms of the writing of this particular story. The writers Adam and Declan are from Northern Ireland. Our executive producers Louise and Stephen are also from Northern Ireland, and so they wanted to be able to tell this story authentically because it's so very much rooted there. So I felt that we were in really safe hands with them. We had an incredible director on the first series, a French director called Gilles Barnier. And as soon as I started having conversations with him, I knew that I wanted to work with him because he was somebody I knew would sort of push you that little bit more. And he was a true actor's director in terms of just enjoying the craft and giving you the ability to play. And then, of course, it was the character. I think she's just one of the most brilliant characters that I've played to date, in that she is courageous and determined and flawed. So, she makes mistakes, but that's because she tries. She stands up for what she believes in, even if that means that she, gets in trouble, now and again, and sort of doesn't toe the line. And so it's quite a great part to play. And also she's a bit cheeky, which I like. So, yeah.
Well, why do you think people have resonated with Blue Lights so much? Like we said, the first series was so well received, and now the BBC and the production companies clearly have a lot of faith in it, because three more series have been recommissioned on the back of that first series. So, why do you think people love it so much?
I think there's an appetite to understand modern day Belfast, and for that to be told in sort of all of its glory, the many parts that make up Belfast and what it is now. It's had a troubled past, but you don't talk about it necessarily how it is now, and how the dynamics of the city work. So I think there's an interest in that, to be able to discover that and understand it. And I think also in terms of the job, I think, very often, there have been great dramas, gosh, amazing dramas, and this is quite different in its take, it sort of follows the path of somebody starting out in a job, being slightly nervous and trepidatious, and maybe not being totally experienced and confident within that job. And I don't think we've sort of explored that in police drama as much. So I think that appeals to people. And I also think it's got a lot of heart as a show, and characters that people care about. And I know myself, when I watch something, if I genuinely care about a character, you sort of feel like you want to go on that journey and you want to see what the end is for them, or the story that they have to tell.
And I suppose for you, I mean, you mentioned earlier you were in Sherlock, which is another series that people have taken so much into their hearts for. People absolutely love that show, myself included. But what's it like seeing the fan love for Blue Lights, and seeing how much people resonate with your character and have fallen in love with your character, and want more episodes, want to see more?
It's amazing, really. It's been really special that it would resonate with people. I've had so many messages. I think series one, it was really popular. I think it was a word of mouth and sort of a slightly slower burn. And this time around, it's sort of gone. And the messages of support from people, and a lot of police officers have, been in touch and just said how true to life it is, which you can't really get a better endorsement than that, I suppose. And also a lot of local, local people like from Belfast and Northern Ireland have contacted as well and said how wonderful it is. So it's it's been so special.
And I think it's really interesting how you touched on the fact that Belfast has changed as a place, and the show is kind of really, really putting that in the forefront of British television. A learning curve for you as an actress, I suppose. I mean, what did you know about Belfast and the Northern Irish history beforehand?
I suppose I grew up in 80s, 90s. And so, you know, I was aware of it growing up. And I think, you know, I knew about it because it was in the news and what we're fed and stuff. I think that the genius of the writing just gives people, I think it has, and the conversations that I've had with people, I think it has given people a greater understanding, and also understanding how complex and nuanced it is, and that it's sort of people you're dealing, you know, humanising a place and showing it as a modern contemporary city, you know, as well, has really put it on the map, I think. And the other thing is, I think also showing people the great humour. Mm. It's like, you know, it's they've got such a brilliant sense of humour.
Or Northern Irish people. I mean, you know, I said I was speaking to Josh off camera, so I know kind of the humour of Northern Irish people and that kind of, I don't know, it's very different, isn't it?
Yeah, it's sort of, it's totally unique. It's hard to say exactly what it is, other than the fact that it's very damn funny.
Yeah, and, savage. The word I describe is savage. It's quite savage humour. Do you know what I mean?
It is quite savage humour, it's something that I've grown exceptionally fond of, I think, now, having spent, you know, a huge part of the last 2 years there. There's certainly, and also in terms of the response of the show, if they're pleased, then that pleases me so much, because they're a tough crowd to please. They'll say it how it is.
At first, when I was first experiencing that, I was like, "What?" Because I was a bit like, "What is that? Like, why are my jokes not landing?" Do you know what I mean? But it's like, it's like, hang on, you know, it's almost, yeah. But so did you, like, were you slightly sort of intimidated by that at the beginning?
No, because I've got an older brother, and he's just, so it's like, no, I'm very used to. He's got a very similar sense of humour, so no, not really. I think I sort of, I felt I was quite, it was quite familiar to me. But I mean, I have to say sometimes it was the slang terms and things like that. There is a sort of, as you'll probably know, there is certain slang words and things like that that I had to get, you know, up to speed with, which have now escaped me. But at the time, I was, you know, and just like, I was like, what does it mean? So, yeah.
And what was it actually like filming in Belfast? What was the process of filming? Like, an amazing place.
Oh, it is one of the most brilliant cities. It really is. And it's because I think if people don't know it, you've got this beautiful countryside that rolls into the city, and then the city rolls out to the sea. And so to film there is fantastic, because you have all this breadth of locations that you can use. You know, you can be in the centre of the city doing a car chase in the morning, and then out on top of Cave Hill or wherever in the afternoon.
Yeah.
So it lends itself to this, and I think it adds, I've said to many people, I think Belfast itself is a character within the show, and I think it's quite a strong character.
Whenever we do this podcast, we always kind of look at people's careers kind of in general, but for you, did you always know that you wanted to be an actor or go into acting?
Yeah, I don't think I can do anything else. I got the bug, I suppose, when I was like Oh my, about 12. I had a really big, there was a really big amateur dramatic scene where I grew up. And so I sort of got involved, and that was it really. But I didn't know I wanted to do it. I just knew that I loved it, and I loved the people that I hung out with who were doing, who I was doing it with. And I suppose the more I became involved, the more I thought that this might, I might have the chance of making this a career. But it was always, I was always, you know, in the knowledge that it's quite hard to do that. And it was a wonderful woman that took me under her wing and gave me the confidence to be able to try for drama school and all of that. And at every stage, I thought, oh, I'm not going to get in. I'm not going to. So I went to the Royal Academy, and, but I wasn't going to audition because I didn't think I'd get in. And she was like, "You absolutely will audition, and you absolutely will try for it." And thankfully, down to her, I managed to get a place there.
What would you say has been like your biggest pinch me moment? Like pinch me, like wow, oh my God, I can't believe I just did that. Or, I can't believe that I've been doing that. What would you say has been the proudest moment of your career so far?
Oh my goodness,
We
I
always,
can't
I
even.
always ask the big questions, you see. I like to, this
Yeah,
is,
I'm like, oh man.
it's like showbiz therapy, this is.
It is. Do you know what? Every step of the way, I pinch myself. I pinch myself. I was speaking to somebody the other day, and they asked me how long I've been doing this job for, and I had to go, oh, yeah, over 20 years now. And I suppose that's sort of for me, you know, quite an achievement in that I'm still getting away with it. But the pinch me moments, I don't know, all the time really. I mean, when I got my first role at with the Royal Shakespeare Company and I played Juliet, that was a massive pinch me moment because it was somewhere where that I used to go and watch the theatre and went as a schoolgirl, and then to be able to play a part like that there. And then I think I played Ophelia opposite Benedict Cumberbatch in Hamlet, and that was another pinch me. But you know, that's the thing, is I've got to work with some incredible people. I worked with Mike Leigh, who I'd always wanted to work with ever since, you know, I'd started watching his films. In fact, I wrote to him and said, you know, how much I wanted to work with him and wanted to be pushed by him. And I still don't know whether he actually got the letter, but I ended up meeting him with him and working with him. But yeah, there's so many pinch me moments, I think. And it's really funny because I don't, you're always looking forward, or I'm always trying to look forward. And I don't, you asking me that question, I don't think I often don't take the time to look back.
Yeah. Well, there we are. It's like, see, this is cheap therapy.
Yeah. How much do I owe you?
I'll send you an invoice. And of course, which sort of leads me nicely onto my next point, but what would you say is something in your career that you haven't done that you would like to do next, or would just like to do in the future?
Yeah, I often, again, and I think I've sort of learnt this now, it's very hard to have control, I think, over in this business. You know, it can change from one day to the other, and sometimes, you know, to say, oh, I'd love to play this role or that, I think can sometimes lead to disappointment if you if that never happened in my career. So I don't think there is, you know, one particular role I'd love to play. I mean, there's lo you know, there's loads, but one particular, I think I just would like to continue to work with people who surprise me and push me on scripts that I think matter and have a place. And if I can do that, and just keep working, to be honest.
Is that what you
That's
look
all.
for in a script? Like, do you kind of, almost when you get a script come through, do you kind of look at it and go, how is this going to challenge me? How is this going to, what will I get from this script? Like, what do you look for when you get a script?
Good writing. Good writing is a big thing. I started when I started out, I was really lucky. My first job was at the Royal Court Theatre in London, and it's the home of new writing. And so I spent a lot of time working with writers, dissecting scripts and sort of learning the process and appreciating the art of writing. And I think every great project starts with the writing. So for me, it's always key. And yeah, I think, I am drawn towards things that sort of, well, I suppose character-led drama. I think that's partly why I became an actor, because I am fascinated by human behaviour. I've always been as a young girl, I think I was quite shy when I was little, and so I would watch really. I would stand behind my mum's leg. I was always like holding onto my mum's leg, but I would watch a lot of life, and I think maybe that's sort of informed me. But I think, yeah, I think good characters and great writing.
Well, Sian, thank you so much for having a chat with us today. Again, congratulations on Blue Lights. When are you filming the next one? Is that this year? Will you be back over to Belfast soon?
It's TBC at the moment.
TBC.
So
So this
I
year.
mean,
I'm joking.
so yeah, I have no idea at the moment, but I know that the writers are, yeah, I've got pens in hand.
Do they give you any
Once they've got it
like
all.
tidbits as to what's gonna come, or like do they sort of like, or are you just like us being like, oh wow, can't wait to see when that first script comes through?
Yeah, there's an element of that, but they're also great collaborators,
Okay.
Adam and Declan. They're amazing in that way, that they are very appreciative of what everybody has to offer, which I think always it makes for a better show or play or TV show, in that they really do appreciate every aspect of it. So that's sort of, the props, the stunts, what everybody can contribute, and the actors, they really are. So watch this space.
Do you enjoy doing the stunts?
I love it.
Yeah.
I love stunts, and yeah, maybe that's what I want to do, is
Yeah,
do something that
next James
involves
Bond.
lots of, Jemima Bond.
Yeah, I would start the hashtag here, I say. I mean, this is great.
Hashtag Jemima
Yeah.
Bond. I think, yeah, maybe I would like maybe something with a bit more action. I mean, yeah, I love doing the stunts, and when I see on the call sheet that the stunt driver's in, I'm like, oh, we're gonna have a good day.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Well, Sian, again, thank you so much. From all of us at Wales Online, diolch yn fawr.
Oh, diolch yn fawr.
Thank you for listening. Don't forget you can keep up to date with all the latest TV and showbiz news by subscribing to our newsletter at walesonline.co.uk.